Drive time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, seize the moment. Talk to a financial broker today about a Zurich pension.
But we begin today in Cork because the Gorda Technical Bureau and the Assistant State Pathologist arrived this afternoon at a farmyard near Mitchelstown in County Cork, where the suspected double murder of two brothers is being investigated. The body of a third man, understood to be another brother, was found around midday in a river near the farmhouse. Shortly we'll go live to Mitchelstown, but first let's hear from locals who gave their reaction to Conor Kane for the News at One.
They were three of the most liked people that was ever seen in this earth anyway, the two boys. They were local small farmers and they sell a bit of timber and things, and they were fierce liked in this area anyway. They walked and lived above in the farmyard. They came out there every day and they done their timber business, and they went on about their business in selling their bags of timber all over the County Limerick and Cork and Tipperary. They were great neighbours to us, and they wouldn't harm, they were the salt of the earth, they were around here.
They called them the saints, you know, but sure, they were saints. They were easy going, and oh Jesus, this, I can't still, my head is, your head would be reeling over it, like.
Yeah, it definitely would. In the last 20 minutes, Superintendent Liam Geraghty announced that Mitchelstown Gardaí have begun an investigation into the tragic events.
Shortly before midnight, yesterday, Thursday 25th of February, Gardaí and Mitchelstown were alerted to an incident at a farmyard and lands at Corrigorum, Mitchelstown. Local uniform and plainclothes Gardaí attended the scene and were supported by armed support units. On Garda Síochána Conas, critical incident plan was put into place, and an operational commander and local Garda negotiators were also deployed. A male in his early 60s was discovered deceased in the farmyard. During a follow-up search, a second male was discovered deceased in a shed on the farmyard. These males are related. Gardaí then commenced a search for a third male, also related, believed to be driving a red Toyota Corolla caravan. This van, or car, was located nearby at an unconnected farmhouse at Killacluig, Mitchelstown. That car has subsequently been removed from the scene for a forensic examination. And Garda Síochána commenced an operation on open lands in the vicinity of that location, involving Garda Southern Region Dog Unit, Garda Armed Support Unit and the Garda Air Support Unit. And at approximately 12 midday today, the Garda Air Support Unit observed the body of a male in a rural location on the River Frunchen nearby. The Garda Water Unit has now recovered that body from the river, and the body will be removed to the morgue at Cork University Hospital.
And that is Superintendent Liam Geraghty speaking in Mitchelstown in the last 20 minutes or so. Anne Mooney, Southern correspondent at the Irish Sun, was at the press conference that I mentioned there, and she's with me now. Anne, you're very welcome to the programme. Did we learn anything new this evening from Gardaí?
Well, yes, we did learn one or two things. We learned that there was no firearm involved, but they wouldn't say what type of weapon or utensil was used to kill the two brothers. These are three brothers who were very, very widely respected in the local community here in the Mitchelstown area. They also said that they weren't seeking anybody else in connection with this investigation, which would seem to indicate that they know exactly or are well into the inquiry as to what happened at that isolated farmhouse in near Mitchelstown.
And we know that people locally are left reeling by all of this. Locals have all day been talking to media and paying tribute to the brothers. But what have they been telling you, Anne?
Well, I spoke to a neighbour who was absolutely shocked, and he told me that these three men were really highly respected, that the local rural community was stunned by what had happened. There was no indication that a tragedy like this would unfold, Cormac. In actual fact, he said that the three of them were very close. We did discover that their ages were 59, 60 and 66, and that they farmed a small holding.
I think we've just lost Anne. We'll try and get her back if we can in just a moment. But I can just bring you up to speed with the very latest development, because the three men who died near Mitchelstown in North Cork have been named locally as brothers 59-year-old Johnny, 60-year-old Paddy and 66-year-old Willie Hennessy. And both Johnny and Willie were both single and lived on a farm at Corrigorum, 10 kilometres from Mitchison. And you're back with us. The line just broke there for a moment.
I'm just saying they've been
named locally, but that the community there are left reading, as I say.
Yes, they have been named locally, but Superintendent Gertie said that he would prefer not to name them because taking the sensitivities of the families involved. So I think subsequently, to
bring you up to speed, and subsequently, I think those names have been released, and Pascal Sheehy is has brought that into. So we know
then that it's Willie, Johnny, and Paddy Hennessy. Two of the brothers, Johnny and Willie, lived in the farmhouse on the farm, and Paddy lived in Mitchelstown, where he has a family. The other two men were bachelors, but as I say, they were highly respected within the local community. I spoke to the employer of Paddy, who worked with the local tyre company JD Tyres, and the people there had absolutely nothing but praise for him. They said his work ethic, his calmness, the way he dealt with customers was just totally above board. He never lost his temper. He was always available. In actual fact, his employer said that if he called him out at 12 o'clock at night, he would be the first there.
Yeah, and that's the picture we're getting all day, isn't it, Anne? Very hardworking, decent, honourable local Irish people. Look, and that is the picture that's continuing to emerge. We'll leave it there for the moment. Thank you very much indeed for joining us and bringing us up to speed on the latest in the investigation from that press conference the Gardaí held moments ago. Anne Mooney, Southern correspondent of the Irish Sun. Thank you.